Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Prosecutors have reached a plea deal with an Anchorage woman charged with fatally striking a man with her SUV and driving away. 20-year-old Ashley Bashore will plead guilty today and serve a year in jail under terms of the deal. Bashore is suspected in the death of striking Hubert Tunichuk on Easter morning in 2011 as he walked on a bridge over the Seward Highway. Prosecutors say Bashore was sending text messages before the crash. A man who prompted an evacuation of the main terminal at Anchorage's Ted Stevens International Airport by making comments about a bomb, which he later said were jokes, has been charged with making terroristic threats and disorderly conduct. Peter Friesema was arrested early yesterday at the airport. Airport manager John Parrott says Friesema was jailed at the Anchorage Correctional Complex with bail set at $5,000 bail. A small plane and its pilot are missing after leaving Saldotna for Palmer on Saturday. Brendan Mattingly of Palmer should have arrived in Palmer in about an hour and a half. The Civil Air Patrol and the Alaska State Troopers are conducting a search for Mattingly and the green, white, and red Super Cub that he was flying. A man suspected of abusing a child in Juneau and Ketchikan is due in court today. 66-year-old John W. Strickling was arrested last week on a $100,000 warrant in Nome. Prosecutor Strickling abused a child under 13 years old in incidents ranging from 2002 to 2009. State troopers say they have seized a methamphetamine lab in Hoonah. Troopers arrested 49-year-old Gary Chamblin of Hoonah and an Oregon man, David B. Pierce. They're being charged with felony drug misconduct. Alaska is getting mixed results in the Kids Count Alaska report. The Daily News says the report finds that Alaska continues to have among the lowest rates for babies born with low birth weight, but also finds that Alaska has the highest rates of death among children and teenagers. The report was prepared by University of Alaska Anchorage's Institute of Social and Economic Research. Forecast calls for rain for today with high temperature about 47 degrees.